This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. We'd like to welcome you to another in our series, The Best in Islam. In this episode, we're going to look at property from another perspective, more from a metaphorical and spiritual perspective. In the narration that we're looking at, Thawban related that the verse announce a painful punishment for those who hoard up gold and silver and do not spend in the way of Allah was revealed while they were on a trip with Allah's Messenger, and some of his companions said, it was revealed concerning gold and silver. If we knew what property was best, we would obtain it. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then replied to them, clarifying what is the best property. He said, أَفْضَلُهُ لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. The best properties are a tongue which remembers Allah, a thankful heart, and a believing wife who helps strengthen one's faith. So here, the issues of property have been reassigned as to the most important property that we own. Of course, our tongue is our property. It belongs to us. It's a part of us. So this tongue can either produce good and we benefit from it, or it can produce evil and we are harmed by it. So the good property, the best of property with regards to the tongue, is a tongue that remembers Allah, the remembrance of Allah. A tongue which, when it speaks, it doesn't mean that it only remembers Allah, meaning it only speaks about Allah. So all conversation is about Allah, because we have lives which require discussing and dealing with so many different things. However, whenever we discuss them, whenever we speak about things, they should be from the perspective of Islam. They should be in a way which is pleasing to Allah. So in that way, our tongue remembers Allah while speaking about many things that may not be specific to Allah. So this remembrance of Allah, whether it is in Salah or whether it is outside of Salah, that what we do and address people with, respond to people, etc., you know, what we ask our needs with, etc., all of it should be in what is halal. So when we go to the store and we buy something, we have a choice between buying haram or buying halal. So when we ask to buy the halal, remembering that this is what is pleasing to Allah, then our tongue in that transaction is remembering Allah. So it doesn't mean we have to only speak Quran to remember Allah. Nor does the remembrance of Allah mean, because again, in the common parlance, remembering Allah means you repeat a name of Allah over and over and over again. Some people take the word Allah, the name, and they repeat Allah, 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 Allah. Or they may say, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, you know, O the Most Noble, repeating it over and over and over and over again. And they say, this is dhikr. They may do it in a gathering, in a circle, together. And they say, this is remembrance of Allah. However, all that we know of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never did that. He never did that. Neither did his companions. So we have to say, that is not the proper remembrance of Allah. When the Prophet ﷺ told us to repeat certain things, they were meaningful sentences, not just a name. He told us to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. Okay, Subhanallah is a sentence. Glory be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise, gratitude belongs to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than all things. These are meaningful sentences. As for saying just over and over again, Allahu, 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 this is madness. If we heard somebody wants to speak to you, your name is Ahmed, and they just stand in front of you and say, Ahmadu, 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 Ahmadu. You say, please, take this man to the hospital. There's something wrong with him. He's sick. This is not the way we communicate. As we don't accept it with our own communications, surely it's not pleasing to Allah to just have his name repeated over and over and over again. And what tends to happen with people is that when they're saying this name over and over again, they lose even the pronunciation. So it's not even pronounced properly. So instead of saying Allahu, they say Allah, 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 Allah. You're ending up with distorting the names of Allah. And even Allah curses those in the Quran who distort his names. So this is not remembrance of Allah. Furthermore, you have people who will spin around in circles. They will stand up, they put one hand down, one hand up, and they spin around in circles. They wear a garment with some tie in the center that causes the lower part to rise up like a ballerina, and they spin around in circles, and they say they're remembering Allah. They're called whirling dervishes. It's one of the names they refer to them as. And they say they're remembering Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this? No. No. Some of them might say, well, yeah, actually he did. The Sahaba didn't see it. He was doing it in the cave with Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr is the one who passed it on to this one, who passed it on to that one, till it reached our Sheikh. It's secret. But this is nonsense. These are lies. This is not remembrance of Allah. Salah is remembrance of Allah. Fasting is remembrance of Allah. Zakah is remembrance of Allah. Hajj is remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah comes in all of the various aspects of our lives. Just doing the right thing, seeking knowledge, involves remembrance of Allah. Imparting knowledge involves remembrance of Allah. So it's not something divorced from normal life, where you just sit yourself in a corner and you repeat. This is similar to what is done in Hinduism, for example, where they will take this word sound, Om, and they repeat it over and over again, Om, 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 and they believe it has certain power, it will cause certain changes to take place, and this and the other. This is what is happening, where Muslims have adopted these practices from other religious groups and incorporated them under the heading of Islam, under the title of remembrance of Allah. But this is false. So the first principle is that we should have a tongue which remembers Allah. That is among the best property that we can possibly have. The second principle, which the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, mentioned, was a thankful heart. A heart which is thankful to Allah. It appreciates the gifts, the blessings which Allah has given us in this life. And before going into the details of the thankful heart, we're going to take a brief break, after which we will continue to look at the thankful heart.
Money, money, money. Our ears perk up at the mention of money. Bank account growing, investments increasing. But wait, where are you getting all this money from? Are your sources halal? Are your dealings halal? Are you aware of the legislations of transactions? Seem to be lost. Don't worry, we have just the right thing for you. Money Matters, an Islamic perspective on finance. An exclusive course on money matters in Islam, presented by Brother Mansoor Danish. This course is unique. Why? Because it will enable you to understand the prohibited transactions in Islam, riba in Islam, the ruling of transactions affecting us in our daily lives. Examples: home loan, car loans, personal loans, credit card, insurance, interest from banks, etc. Permissible alternatives to prohibited transactions, requirements for a valid sale contract, and many more. To know more, be a part of this groundbreaking course and extract maximum benefits.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back from our break. And in continuation of the thought concerning the best property, where the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, left what is normally considered to be property, the wealth that we accumulate, houses, cars, etc., and focused on the individual himself or herself. What is the best that they should own of themselves? The best is a tongue which remembers Allah. And we looked at the details concerning the tongue's remembrance of Allah. Paradise is the destiny of a tongue which remembers Allah. Another of what may be considered amongst the best property that a person may have is the thankful heart. The heart which gives thanks regularly to Allah for what Allah has given us. And if we look at the place of gratitude in Islam, we see that it is among the key characteristics of faith. So key that Allah made it the very first words of our daily prayers, that we repeat 17 times every day, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise, all thanks is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We begin with remembering to thank Allah. And of course, in saying Alhamdulillah, we have put our tongue in remembrance of Allah. It is a tongue which is remembering Allah. Alhamdulillah. But coming from a heart which is thankful, this is something which is a prized treasure which we all should desire and strive for. A heart which is thankful to Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ stressed the importance of thankfulness as being critical for proper human existence, that we exist in a way which is the goal of both this life and the next, a way which is contented, which is happy, which is able to handle all of the trials of living and the trials of dying. Where one is thankful, then it is possible. Where one is not thankful, then the trials of this life drive people into states of depression, anguish, stress, anger, all of the different negative qualities and characteristics which come from a thankless heart. What is the first thing that the depressed people say? There is no good in my life. I've never experienced any good. Everything's bad. Nothing is pleasant. Life is not worth living. So on and so on and so forth. All of these terms. Denying any good in their life. But in our daily prayers, we're told to say Alhamdulillah. The first words of the prayer, Alhamdulillah. Because there is so much to be thankful to Allah for in every one of our lives. Every one of our lives, we have something to be thankful to Allah for. And that is why we are called upon to repeat this daily. A reminder to ourselves. And what the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings, used to do, what he used to do was that whenever good would come, something good occurred in his day, he would immediately fall into prostration. This is known as sujood ash-shukr, the prostration for gratitude. You don't have to have wudu. You don't have to face the qibla, Mecca. You don't have to be properly covered. There are no rules. You hear good news, you're thankful to Allah, you fall into prostration. And you stay in that state of prostration, reflecting on the bounties of Allah that have come into your life. One who practices this regularly will be free from depression. It will overcome depression, because depression is an inability to recognize good in one's life. So when you are deliberately making the recognition a ritual, a rite that you practice whenever good comes, this overcomes depression. This is one of the most powerful tools to remove depression. So remembrance of Allah with that tongue which is reflecting on Allah, which is repeating Allah's bounties, speaking in accordance with Allah, Allah's wishes, that is linked with a thankful heart. That heart which is thankful can achieve rest. When Allah said in the Quran, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'in al-qulub, it is only with the remembrance of Allah that hearts find rest, contentment. Where is it coming from? With the remembrance of Allah, with the remembrance of what Allah has given us in our life, we can back off from wanting to have whatever everybody else has. Being dissatisfied, we're never satisfied. We never have enough. Why not? Why shouldn't I have? Why does he have? I want like what they have. That constant drive to achieve and to get and to possess just leaves the human being in a state of constant turmoil. There is no rest. That's why people think that because so-and-so has so much money, you know, their life is so happy. Who are the people committing suicide? Highest rates of suicide are in Japan, globally. Japan, they have the material, well, available. We see people who are movie stars, rock stars, big time, multimillionaires, killing themselves, committing suicide. How? Why? What's the cause? They don't have a consciousness of the bounties of Allah in their lives. So they're ungrateful. They're ungrateful. So the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, he had talked about the state of the true believer as being amazing. And that state was amazing because whenever good came to them, they would thank Allah and Allah would reward them for it. What happens to those who are not true believers, who don't remember to be thankful to Allah, when good comes, they become so happy they forget Allah. Allah is the last thing on their minds. So of course, whatever comes can go. So they may lose quickly and they fall into depression and they fall into, you know, mental anguish, etc., etc. So this principle of thankfulness is a critical principle for peace of mind in this life. And that's why the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, described the thankful heart as being the best possession. And finally, he said, among the best possessions is a believing wife who helps to strengthen one's faith. A believing wife, first and foremost. That wife, the Prophet ﷺ had said, marriage is half of the religion, nisfuddin. So fear Allah and the remaining half. It's half of the religion. How is it half the religion? It is half because you have someone to help you. It's half for both the man and the woman. It's not just the saying it's for the man. But if both are religious, if the husband, if the wife are believing, righteous individuals, then they help each other to obey Allah, to live lives which are pleasing to Allah. With that, dear viewers, we'd like to thank you for being with us in this segment of the program, The Best in Islam. And we hope that you will continue to follow this program throughout the rest of the year. We hope to see you in our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.